This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving in you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were just talking about cholesterol, and I just saw this article on how, I guess, scientists are trying to make a bacon that's actually healthy for you. Now, I can't stand the taste of bacon. I really can't. I don't know how you guys like it. Everybody says acquire a taste. No, I'm not going to acquire a taste. Canadian bacon is yummy. But I do not like the taste of bacon. I can't stand it. But apparently many of you, you love your breakfast with bacon. You got your eggs, you got your corned beef hash, you got your hash browns, you got a side of bacon, and it's crispy, and it's meaty, and it's greasy, and so it's yummy. Right? Well, NPR reports that scientists in China have used genetic engineering to make 12 pigs with 24% less body fat than their huskier counterparts. This has been reported by Newsweek. Published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, the effort wasn't started because of health-conscious consumers, but rather pig farmers hoping to save money. Now, keeping pigs warm in the winter is expensive, and the animals have a hard time regulating their internal temperatures. So, if I guess a pig is skinnier, that's interesting. You would think a fatter pig stayed warmer than a skinnier pig. I don't know. But anyway, so the team knew that a protein-found in fat called UCP1 helps regulate body temperature and burn fat. Pigs don't have this protein. So the team used the genetic editing process known as CRISPR-Cas9 to add CRISPR, I know, to make crispy bacon, to add what nature didn't. And the process makes it possible to alter DNA in an organism. And there's been talk about using it to treat diseases, make designer babies. We've talked about CRISPR before. And in this case, skinnier pigs. According to the research, these lighter breeds could have a huge impact on the industry. They say UCP1KI pigs, all right, I know, don't sound as cute with that, are a potentially valuable resource for agricultural production through their combination of cold adaptation, which improves pig welfare and reduces economic losses with reduced fat deposition and increased lean meat production. Now, isn't that fascinating? You would think farmers want an animal meatier. Right, but just because an animal is fat doesn't necessarily mean he has increased muscle. You would think he would. You know, so I got four cats, right? And Zaji, she's the chunkiest. Okay, and don't tell her I told you she's going to be insulted, but she is chunky. She's got a big tushy. But to carry that tushy across the house, she's got to have some strength. And so I do a little cat massage. You know, I massage your arms and the little scapula. You know there's animal massage, all right? And I'm not very good at it, but for some reason, whatever I'm doing to her arms and her feet and legs, she likes. And I noticed she has a lot more meat, more muscle than the skinnier cats. So you would think a fatter animal would have more meat, but I guess they want to make more lean meat. So the new pigs are a testament to the capability of gene editing. And so this may spur some ethical issues and considerations, but you know, making meat less fat, less caloric, you know, might be something that people want. I mean, we like our food. We like our meat. I mean, I know there's a lot of vegans out there and vegetarians, and God bless you for doing what you're doing, and thank you for being vegan and vegetarian, because that means more meat for me. But, you know, with food shortages and stuff, if you're able to make more, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of torn on that because I really like meat. And I'm not really excited about genetically modified foods. So proponents believe it'll help feed millions of hungry people amid climate change and population growth. And others don't like the idea of, gene editing or making, something unnatural. Okay? Nature has its, method. And, once you start messing with nature, it bites you in the butt. They're talking about how the obesity epidemic is now bringing back cancer. You know how I said us being so successful fighting tobacco now spurned the obesity epidemic? The reason why so many people are overweight, it isn't about fast food. People ate fast food years ago. It's people are quitting smoking. So they're not going to the cigarette to curb their appetite. So now we have this big obesity epidemic. Well, now we're being told, reported by Fox News, that cancer's making a huge comeback. They say the strides we've made against cancer are a profound victory for America's health, but because we're overweight and obese, we're now bringing back, we're seeing more and more cancer. They say new research reveals that nearly all cancers associated with overweight and obesity are on the rise. Only colorectal cancer is down, and that's because we're doing colonoscopies. But breast cancer, endometrial cancer, these cancers are on the rise. And so, heart disease, stroke, etc. So excess weight changes in the body will increase certain hormones. That'll increase levels of inflammation, and that could lead to cancer. Plus, when your body is obese, its immune system isn't up as well. And so with that, then you end up not being able to fight off an abnormal cell that goes rogue. They say cancers among women, cancers associated with overweight and obesity account now for 55% of all cancer diagnoses, compared to 24% among men. Blacks have the highest rate, then came whites, then American Indian, Alaska Natives, then Asian Pacific, then Hispanics, and then Asian Pacific Islanders. 2 out of every 3 people diagnosed with these types of cancer were between the ages of 50 and 74. Now, the good news is obesity is preventable. For some of us, we're like, I can't get rid of this butt. And I know, it's not as easily preventable, but at least it's not genes and genetics. Genetically, we have colon cancer in the family. I can't do nothing about that. It's in the genes. But what I can do is try to watch my weight. I can watch what I eat. I can try to exercise more. I could try to not sit all day long. Remember, they found that if you sit all day long, that could put you at risk for colon cancer. So, I could get my scopes. And every time they see a polyp, take that out. All right. So, should you eat the lean bacon? I don't think it's going to be on the market anytime soon. I'd hold off. 1-877-DOCBELLY. It's the race.
Take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Randy writes, my doctor was adamant about me taking Lipitor for my cholesterol. My grandfather had a heart attack, but he was old, 80 years old. I'm only 45, and he wouldn't even let me try diet and exercise. I've been on it now for 2 years. Should I go off of it? Now, Randy wrote, after I had posted the article last night about statin medications and diabetes. And so I'll really quickly, like we talked about in the previous hour, another study came out suggesting that statin use has been linked to a 30% increased risk of diabetes. Now, you take statin medications for high cholesterol. And I've said this many times, it's one of my favorite medications, and it looks like with Randy's doctor, it's one of his favorite medications too, such that he put him on it without even trying diet and exercise, and I'll tell you why some doctors may be doing that and if that's right or wrong. But it scares people because people don't want to get diabetes. I've said this many times. Diabetes really puts you behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. It's even worse than having high cholesterol. So why, you know, why turn yourself into a diabetic when you don't have to? Well, I just don't believe that the statin medication really turns you into a diabetic. I think if you're going to get diabetes, you're already either genetically predisposed or the mechanism at play that caused you to have high cholesterol will also later cause you to be diabetic. So you're going to become diabetic anyway, because many people who are newly diagnosed with diabetes, you go back and look at their labs 10 years prior, they had high cholesterol, whether they were on medication or not. So you start to wonder, well, if, you know, high cholesterol will precede diabetes many times, then, you know, are you going to get diabetes anyway? How do you blame the medication? Now, with statin medications, the big key with statin medications, we talked about sealing the plaque so you don't have carotid artery plaques that could break off and tear the lining of the coronary artery, causing a clot, but also they help lower your LDL. Now, your LDL is the bad cholesterol, but you still need it. Cholesterol is very important. It's really essential for a variety of body processes. It's waxy. It's kind of a fat-like substance, but we use this waxy substance to make cell walls. We use it to make hormones like testosterone, estrogen, cortisone. That's why these real skinny kids have trouble with puberty, because they need fat. They need cholesterol. And that's why I don't want kids on too skinny a diet before puberty, because then otherwise they don't develop like they need to. And so if somebody's, I could tell if somebody was ever anorexic in school, because their boobs don't seem to be the proper proportion to their body size. And I'll go, you know, were you, you know, really skinny in school, or did you have an eating disorder? Yeah, I suffer from an eating disorder. I didn't eat. I was really skinny. And so the sex hormones didn't come into play. But cholesterol's, you need cholesterol to synthesize vitamin D. You need that for bone health. You need cholesterol for neurotransmitters. So cholesterol is ubiquitous in a whole variety of mechanisms and necessities within the body. LDL, which is low-density lipoprotein, the purpose of the LDL is to take the cholesterol, and by the way, cholesterol is made in the liver, okay? Also, cholesterol is made in the muscle. But we take the LDL, we have to transport the cholesterol from the liver to the tissues so it can make cells, etc. HDL takes the cholesterol back to the liver to be degraded. So if you have a lot of LDL bringing cholesterol out of the liver to the tissues, then you're going to be depositing more cholesterol around your tissues. What you really want is more HDL to get rid of the stuff. It's like the garbage cleanup. HDL is the reverse transport, brings it back to the liver so the liver can degrade it and throw it out, which is why higher levels of LDL is bad and higher levels of HDL is good. So who should be on a statin medication? All right, so, you know, before it used to be, well, let's just look at your numbers. If your cholesterol is over 240, I remember when I was in training, if your cholesterol was over 240, you got a statin medication, where we recommend a cholesterol medication. Now, I got in trouble in school. I told you about this. I was an intern at CCU. It was my first month as an intern. I had just graduated medical school. And my one of the patients I took care of who had a heart attack, his cholesterol was only 170. So I didn't give him a cholesterol medication because his cholesterol was only 170. And the doctor, the attending, yelled at me going, why aren't you giving him a cholesterol medication? I go, well, look at the numbers. He goes, I don't give a damn about the numbers. The guy had a heart attack. Obviously, that 170 number is too high for him. And he's right. Why are we lumping everybody onto a scale or a graph or a number? Everybody's different. And so a cholesterol level of 170 may be way below, you know, being high. But if you're having artery clogging, if you're at higher risk, we need to treat you. So according to the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology, statin therapy is recommended for the following. If you do not have cardiovascular disease, but you are between 40 and 75 years old, and you have a 7.5% or higher risk for having a heart attack or stroke within 10 years, Now, how do they figure out that percent? Well, there's calculators. And also, they took a look at your risk factors. So if you have a mom or dad who had a heart attack, a brother who's had a heart attack, if you smoke, if you have high cholesterol, if you have diabetes, if you have high blood pressure, if you're male over 40, female over 50, although now they changed it to 55, if you've had a prior heart attack, et cetera, although they said people without cardiovascular disease, you know, if there's only a baby 7.5% or higher risk, you're going to get a cholesterol medication, a statin. Now, if you've had a cardiovascular event, like a heart attack, stroke, stable or unstable angina, peripheral artery disease, a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, a coronary or other arterial revascularization, if you've had issues, you're going to get a statin medication. If you are over 21 years old and your LDL, the bad cholesterol, is over 190, okay, normal is under 100, but if you are over 190, that's not good. And then, if you're a diabetic, if you're a type 1 or type 2 diabetic over 40 years old and under 75, you're going to be given a cholesterol, you're going to be given a statin. Why? Because diabetes puts you at super high risk of a heart attack. You know, when my father died of a massive heart attack, his diabetes was in great control and his cholesterol was only 220. Normal's about 200. So 220 wasn't even that high, but that diabetes was enough for him to have a massive MI. So, oh, and he did not want to take the cholesterol. I told you, I don't want to take the Lipitor. No, hurt my liver. Leave me alone, little girl. No, I'm going to hurt my liver. Like, it hurts your liver. First of all, okay, you could be having a plaque, and it's supposed to stabilize the plaque. Oh, little girl, you know nothing. Leave me alone. You know, and I'm like, you know, you're worried about your liver. You're going to have the healthiest liver in the graveyard. What the hell are you doing? And he ends up having a heart attack. And I visit him at his grave. And I don't yell at him for that, but I'm so mad that he was so stubborn. Because for him to get that massive heart attack from that plaque tearing the lining of the arterial wall and a clot forming, if he had just taken his cholesterol medication, you wonder if he'd still be alive today. So for most Americans, where should your cholesterol be? Well, total cholesterol should be under 200. Your LDL, the bad cholesterol, should be below 130, ideally under 100. I really want you under 100. But they say if you can be under 130, we'll live with that. Your HDL, we want at least above 50. I'm a happy girl if you're over 60 with your HDL. And then triglycerides, your fats. We need your fats below 200, 150 ideally. And what's very interesting is before you become diabetic, sometimes we'll see the triglycerides rise. And if your triglycerides are high and your cholesterol is okay, I'm still worried that you're going to turn into a diabetic. So I have all this information on my website at drdahlia.com. It's also on Facebook. It's also on Twitter. So with Randy, he says here that his grandfather had a heart attack. He's 45 years old. He's been on it for 2 years, which means when he was 43, his doctor said, to heck with this, you're on a statin medication. Why wouldn't the doctor try diet and exercise first? Well, a lot of us doctors, this isn't our first rodeo. All right, we tell somebody to go on a diet. They may lower their cholesterol 10 points, 20 points. I don't know what Randy's cholesterol is, but if I can get you to lower your cholesterol 30 points by diet and exercise, that's damn good. But if your LDL is too high or your cholesterol is too high beyond that, and there's heart attack in the family, and you're in your 40s, you're going to get a statin. Yes, you still should do diet and exercise, but, you know, what if the patient doesn't come back? What if the patient has a heart attack? Remember that patient where the wife sued the doctor because the patient had a menage a trois, died in the middle of it when he was cheating on his wife? Doctor gets sued and loses $1 million? Families don't care if you recommend a diet or an exercise. Families only care if their loved one dies of a heart attack. So that doctor's probably like, I'm going to make sure you don't get a heart attack, not on my watch. 1-877-DOSTELLY, don't go away.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com.
You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember about a year, was it a year ago or about 9 months ago, I told you guys about the healthy plants you need in your house, and NASA had done a study and come up with a list of plants you should have? Well, now we have the plants that NASA say you need in your bedroom to help fight colds, help fight chest congestion and insomnia. And these are plants you should have in your bedroom. And they say the presence of these plants will reduce stress, will reduce anxiety, and help with the removal of airborne pollutants. Okay, if you want to help me with my stress, anxiety, and airborne pollutants, get rid of the cats and the dogs that sleep in our bed. It is ridiculous. Okay, so Snow, baby Snow, she only likes my pillow because it's warm, you know, because my head's on it. And so every time I move, she sneaks in to the divot that my big head left for her little tushy to be there. So every time I'm asleep, then my head turns right into her tushy. So I basically sleep with her tushy in my face. Okay, you think I'm not going to be anxious, stressed the next day? You think I'm not breathing in a pollutant with her furry tushy right there by my face? It's ridiculous. I'm like, Bob, love your tushy. And now when I do that, little Uzi, the dog, wakes up. So now Uzi's like, wait a second, there's something going on, there's some activity, and if there's activity, I need to get all involved. So little Uzi starts jumping around the place in bed. My husband's snoring, so he's sleeping through this whole thing. And now another cat, a little snap, he's like, wait a second, looks like everybody's up. It's 2 a.m, great, it's about time, party time, I've been up and waiting for everybody. So now Snappy jumps around, like, everybody leave alone, I'm gonna sleep! And I yell and scream, and yeah. But anyway, okay, so they say, and the NSA and the American College determined that these houseplants, oh, plus El Decor and the Joy of Plants, also looked at this research as well, and says these are the following plants you need. An Orisa or Areca palm, the Madagascan Areca palm, helps mop up pollutants. They say it's brilliant for anyone that is prone to colds and sinus problems. It releases moisture into the air, and this in turn makes it much easier to breathe, so it'll help you nod off quicker. So have an, is it a Risa palm or a Rika palm? I don't know. I'm really bad when it comes to plants. Aloe vera. Now, aloe vera is nice, because every time somebody burns themselves, you can put some aloe vera on there. So aloe vera, it's kind of pretty. It's one of the best plants for air purification, named by NASA. It releases oxygen continuously throughout the night, making it an ideal bedroom addition. It also fights benzene, which is found in detergents and plastics, and formaldehyde, so it helps keep the air pure. I think this is brilliant. Imagine, look at this study. Just, if you're having trouble sleeping, stick a plant next to you. It's going to make oxygen. I mean, maybe not enough for you to, you know, breathe all night long, but still. English ivy. We see English ivy a lot, I guess, around Christmas time. It grows up your house and is perfect for the bedroom. Apparently, researchers at the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology found that English ivy removes 78% of airborne mold in just 12 hours. Wow. A dwarf date palm. This plant, they say, is very hardy. It's drought, well, a dwarf. Okay, did you guys ever play Dungeons and Dragons or remember Lord of the Rings? Dwarves might not have been the most fast, but they were more hardy. Hobbits were very hardy, right? You guys, I don't know if you guys ever played Dungeons and Dragons, but anyway. So the dwarf date palm is a very hardy, drought-tolerant, long-lived plant. Also removes xylene, which is another air pollutant. The Boston fern. Okay, well, anything from Boston is strong, so that's got to work. It's attractive. We've used it since Victoria times. The plant ranks 9th in NASA's list of 50 air-purifying plants, and it removes formaldehyde. Then the Chinese evergreen. This has been one of the easiest houseplants because you don't need a lot of light. And, excuse me, it'll grow in areas of the house where other plants won't. And it removes more toxins as time and exposure continues. So this is very, very cool, which means it can still grow in a dark bedroom. A peace lily. Peace lily, very pretty. It can improve air, they say, by 60%. It absorbs mold spores through its leaves, circulates them. Its roots use as food. Then the spider plant. Now, there is no way I want to wake up looking at a spider plant because I just am so afraid of spiders. Oh, spiders! This house plant grows super quick. Can move up to 90% of the toxins from the air in the bedroom in just 2 days. They say this is very good for people with dust allergies. Then lady palm. Lady palm makes a lot of noise when she talks to you in your sleep. Lady palm is a house plant, and they say it helps cleanse the air of formaldehyde, ammonia, xylene, and toluene. Not Tatooine from Star Wars, but toluene. It's another chemical that we don't want. Then the weeping fig. This houseplant is good at beating pollutants that are emitted from carpeting and furniture like formaldehyde, benzene, and trichloroethylene. So houseplants allow you to bring the outside in. Apparently there was a study saying people who are city dwellers, they spend 90% of their time indoors. And these plants will help reduce stress, etc. And bringing in the greenery really helps you get some of the outdoorsiness. I like it. You know, you want to have fresh light. You want to have, you know, I don't know, I think it's nice. It's okay. Speaking of areas that don't get a lot of light, a woman's IUD appeared to be missing from her uterus. And they found out that the IUD was actually in her bladder. This woman, a 26-year-old from Qingchong, China, went to the doctor because of bladder problems. And she had increased urination and blood in her urine. She also had abdominal pain. So the patient said that she had these symptoms for at least 5 years, but nothing helped. They probably gave her antibiotics. They probably gave her some pain medication. But what she had was what I have, an intrauterine device. Now, my intrauterine device I use for Wi-Fi. It's not like I'm having sex. But anyway, an IUD is for birth control. And her IUD was inserted 6 years ago. She became pregnant while she had the IUD. She gave birth to the baby via C-section back in 2012. Now, doctors then tried to find the IUD to take it out during the C-section. And they thought that maybe what happened was the IUD just kind of got enveloped within the wall of her uterus. So she had a second IUD inserted. The IUD is long-acting. Many of them last 5 to 7 years. It's reversible. We can pull it out whenever we have to. And getting pregnant with an IUD is rare. It's amazing that she got pregnant. And usually, by the way, if you get pregnant while having an IUD, we do remove the IUD. Unfortunately, it could remove the zygote as well. But having an IUD there with the pregnancy could hurt the pregnancy. So we try to remove the IUD and hope that the pregnancy will still last. With her, it looks like she was still fine. Well, why? Well, because it was in her bladder. So doctors at the first hospital of Jilin University in Qingcheng, China, performed an x-ray of her pelvis and saw the missing IUD. So she had two IUDs in her body, the recently one that was in the uterus and the old one, now they say migrated to her bladder. Now that could happen too. Maybe the IUD was there in the uterus, the baby's, you know, growing, and the IUD is like, well, I'm getting the hell out of here, right? Because obviously I slept on the job if she's pregnant. And so it decided to try to leave. But migrating into the bladder? That's crazy. I would think, I in terms of getting access to the bladder, I mean, unless you burn a hole through the uterus and then get into the bladder, my guess is it was just inserted into the uterus or the bladder, which hurts. Now, the devices are safe. Less than 1% of women who use them get pregnant, according to Planned Parenthood. But in rare cases, it could perforate the uterus. The IUD will push through the uterine wall. This happens in 1 in 1,000 women. They say if an IUD perforates the uterus, it can move freely into places. It can go to the abdominal cavity, pelvic cavity. I still don't understand how it would go from a uterus into a bladder, but it could perforate the bladder and then fall in, and then, you know, the perforation heal on both sides. So she had the IUD removed, and I guess it was another case back in Greece in 2016 where there are actually multiple cases of IUDs migrating into the bladder. I still wonder if just maybe somebody inserted properly. I don't know. But ouch! All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Throwing a rock kills a man, and now these kids are charged with murder. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well.
So visit LearnHelpSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a rock that was thrown from an overpass kills a man who's a father. And now five teens are being charged with murder, according to the Washington Post. Kenneth Andrew White was riding in the passenger seat of a van on Interstate 75 outside Flint, Michigan. And this happened last Wednesday when a 6-pound rock sliced through the windshield, striking him in the chest and the head. He was only 32 years old. He was a construction worker, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital. I believe he has a 5-year-old son. His fiancée says he was a good man, a good father, for some senseless act, for it to be just a rock, just to take him so soon. And so she's devastated. And five teenagers have been charged with second-degree murder in connection with his death. Genesee County Prosecutor David Layton said on Monday, according to the Associated Press, they are scheduled to be arraigned today. And he says, it's not a prank. I don't think anybody's laughing. You make a bad decision, you could be spending the rest of your life in prison. Now, the sheriff's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment, but basically what was going on was these teenagers between the ages of 15 and 17 were throwing rocks. I believe 20 rocks were thrown at the time, and I think a tire, and they were throwing them over the overpass. After the incident, they drove to a nearby McDonald's to eat. Local authorities sought help from the public to track down the rock throwers, and then one of the teens turned himself in at the county jail. The others were arrested. You wonder if, did they leave, did they just throw the stuff and then walk away, or did they see the accident happen? They probably saw the accident happen and then flee. They say, in addition to second-degree murder charges, the teens are being charged with conspiracy to commit second-degree murder and malicious destruction of property. The teens, I don't want to name their names, but their names are there, but they were, I think they were all boys, between the ages of 15 and 17. Police said 20 rocks were thrown, as well as a tire, and the cars below were driving at about 70 miles per hour. Investigators said four other cars were struck by rocks and had pulled over to wait for the police. After White was hit, his friend had to maneuver around other cars that had been damaged by the rocks before he could pull himself over and help White. White lived in Mount Morris Township, enjoyed sports, video games, outdoors, etc. And it's just, you know, it was a six-pound rock that was able to slam through the windshield and kill him. You know, taking on the extra force and the speed, just frightening. And, you know, these kids, when I was a kid, I liked to throw rocks. I would throw rocks at a wall. You know, I might want to hit a bird when I was a kid or, you know, the cricket. But for the most part, I didn't really want to destroy anything, you know. And for these kids to be throwing rocks on moving cars and to be at that age where they were 15 to 17, they had to have known it was going to cause an accident. So these kids should be charged. Now, did they intend to murder? No, they probably didn't. But I do think jail time is appropriate. This is some real sick behavior. These kids are stupid. And it's just a shame that, you know, somebody's life had to be lost. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. New research out of California suggesting that Botox may help children. Irvine researchers say Botox may help kids and teens with hard-to-treat migraines. 9 children were given Botox injections in the front and back of the head and neck for 12 weeks, and all of them had fewer migraines each month, and their headaches were less painful. So the research team is now enrolling patients to participate in a clinical trial to compare Botox to a placebo, and right now, Botox is only approved to treat migraines in adults. But it'd be very, very interesting to see, you know, with children. Because I got to tell you, man, being a kid and having these migraines, I mean, especially when you're going through, you know, the hormones and your period and stuff, they are so painful. They're so bad. This seemed painful. A dentist had to deal with a patient who had a mouth full of maggots. There's gruesome footage of this where a female patient is receiving treatment while these bugs are wriggling around in her mouth. They're next to her yellow teeth on the side of the mouth as her bottom lip is pulled back. The camera moves up to show the woman has a tube connected to her nose, and she appears to be in severe distress. The dentist then pulls back the top lip to see more maggots covering the top row of the this is disgusting. The patient can be heard repeatedly wincing and breathing heavily during the clip. This video was taken, I believe, in India. And they say this is not the first time dentists have encountered maggots during their surgeries. In March 2015, there was a schoolgirl, 10 years old, who went to the dentist, had swollen gums, and had 15 maggots in her mouth. She had a tingling sensation in her gums and things moving around. And her mom said she had been saying for days that she felt something moving around in her mouth and she thought she was joking. And apparently the little girl had a rare form of oral myiasis, which is a fly lava maggot infection that grows in humans and animals. Now, when I was in training, you know, you would have homeless people come in that were picked up by police that appeared sick or in DKA, etc., and they would have maggots eating away at their feet who that needed to be amputated. And these maggots, and, you know, I was like, oh, I got to clean off the maggots right away. And I remember the resident saying, no, wait a second. The maggots are getting rid of the dead tissue. You know, finish with the other more severe patient first, but as long as he's in good pain control and he's stable, you don't have to start cleaning off maggots yet. Because that's what maggots do. Maggots like to eat away at dead tissue. Unfortunately, they can also damage healthy tissue. And you will see that in some countries, them use maggots for debridement. But for us here in America, we just think it's just way too gross. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. New York is banning e-cigarettes in restaurants, bars, and other public places. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill Monday adding e-cigarettes to the Clean Indoor Air Act. This bans their use everywhere that's where smoking and tobacco products are prohibited. This ban takes effect in a month. Under current law, only smoking substances containing tobacco like cigars, cigarette, or pipes have been restricted in public places. And many counties have already banned e-cig vaping, hookah, vaping pens, etc. And these things contain nicotine. And even though the health consequences of these e-cigs are unclear, the CDC says e-cigs can lead to nicotine addiction. There's been studies saying it can actually be a gateway drug for kids to drink or smoke more. So the state has already started to, you know, ban e-cigs on school grounds, etc. So it only makes sense that they would start banning it from public places. In 2016, the state health department study found 1 out of 5 children had tried e-cigs. Yeah, kids think they're healthier because the e-cigs don't seem to have tobacco. But what they don't realize is these chemicals involved in the e-cigs may not be healthy, especially if we're making formaldehyde in it. When you heat up these chemicals in the vapor to make the vapor, right, and you could form byproducts like formaldehyde. And then you have the food colorings, and we don't know what that does to the lung linings. Not to mention now these kids are going to be addicted to nicotine. So taking a hit off of a vape, I would much rather these kids do the nicotine gum if they really need a nicotine hit. But it's now the coolest thing to do. You know, every time we progress and we make a move in the right direction, we take a step backwards or we move laterally. And we're going to see this huge e-cig epidemic very soon because people want to stick things in their mouth. They want to take a hit. They want to, you know, what are you going to do? All right, some good news here. Alzheimer's may be preventable within the next decade. This is fascinating stuff, although I have a pop-up that is right now in the way preventing me from reading the article. Okay, this is really frustrating. But apparently, neuroscientists, they say, neuroscientist Joseph Jabelli says that he estimates there will be a medication to prevent the disease within the next 10 to 20 years. He says the idea is to push the disease back by developing a drug that we could give to somebody before they start experiencing symptoms. And if we could push it back to the point where they outlive ever getting Alzheimer's, success. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.